Okay, this is the Drysdale vignette entitled Transplanting Irises. And it comes in 3, 2, 1. A listener asked recently about the correct time of year for transplanting irises. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Full information about irises right after this. 3, 2, 1. The ideal time for transplanting irises is just after they finish blooming in early summer. However, all garden centers sell iris potted, meaning they can be planted at any time, including when in full bloom. If existing clumps need transplanting, and which that generally needs to be done about every 3 to 5 years after the initial planting, the best time to do this, again, is right after the spring blooming. You should dig each clump up using a garden fork and then use a sharp knife to cut the rhizomes, the fleshy roots of the iris, into segments, each segment containing at least one fan-shaped section of foliage. Plant iris so that the top of the rhizomes, the fleshy roots, are at the surface of the soil if your soil is heavy clay. And not more than 4 to 5 centimeters below the surface of the soil if your garden has a sandy soil. Fertilize with a low nitrogen fertilizer and water them well. Remove all leaves showing any browning and burn them or place them in the garbage. Don't put them on the compost pile. And that applies also to all pieces of rhizome which are at all soft or mushy. Only firm rhizomes should be planted. Many gardeners shorten the fans of foliage back by 1/2 after replanting, but most professional growers agree that this is not necessary. In any case, no clipping of the foliage should be undertaken of established iris. Just remove the flower stalks. Iris generally are subject only to a borer in the rhizomes and a leaf spot disease. When transplanting, be sure to cut out all brown or damaged tissue, and that'll help you avoid both these problems. I'm Art Drysdale.